It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Bar-Nguyen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Kim is under the weather today, so all of us are sending healing hugs her way through the airways. My dining partner today is my always radiant, ingenious co-host, Melanie Cole. Melanie, how you doing today?
Hi, Dr. Friedman. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, we got a couple great topics here in the health news. With so many complicated diet programs out there, how's this for easy weight loss? Ready? Sleep naked. That's right. Sleeping in the buff has been shown to lower cortisol levels, speed up metabolism, and according to a Virginia Commonwealth University study, even lower the risk of diabetes. Sleeping in the buff decreases body temperature, which increases a type of fat that produces heat by burning calories. Melanie, what's your take on sleeping in the buff to burn off unwanted pounds? Are you there, Melanie? Did we lose you? Might have lost Melanie too. Yeah. Okay. So I'll just tell you my theory on this. You know, if you're sleeping naked, what happens is it burns off calories. But what's interesting is it's not just what you think, leading to more sex, although that does burn calories and help the heart health cardio. But let me rephrase, it's not sleeping without garments that causes weight loss. It's keeping your body cool at night. See, that's the key. Experts from the U.S. National Institutes of Health studied people eating identical food and sleeping under the same type of sheets in different climate-controlled rooms. Those that slept in lower temperatures lost the most weight. So keep that thermostat down, throw away those PJs, and also avoid memory foam mattresses that create heat. A lot of great alternatives out there for memory foam, but go with those that have that cooling foam options. Also interesting, skin exfoliates better if you're sleeping in the buff. So it actually helps skin health. When you have tight PJs or clothes on, when you're sleeping or garments, it doesn't exfoliate and get rid of that external skin as much. So that's where, do we have Melanie? Did we lose you? I think we might have lost Melanie.
I'm here, Dr. Friedman.
Oh, okay.
Can everyone
you're
hear
there.
Me?
I thought we lost you.
No. Yes, I am.
Okay,
and I
there
think
you are.
That it's a great story, and I know personally I sleep better when it's really cool in the room. So it's great to know that not only do I like it better that it's cool in the room because I'm a little bit in perimenopause and get a little bit of hot flashes at night, but that I'm actually going to be burning more calories.
Exactly. It does make a difference in there. But, you know, because it does slough off more skin, you're going to have to vacuum those skin flakes. Hate to be a negative out there, but that's what happens. But, hey, it's worth those extra pounds lost. Yeah,
it is. Next and you know what? That memory foam is too hot anyway. I don't like that memory foam.
Yeah, even the new ones, they say they're cooler, but some of them are still creates friction and heat. I hate sleeping hot. I've got to be cold. I mean, I like it freezing when I sleep good. So that's important. So, hey, and that's why we're thinner today because of that. Our next Chew On headline comes from Fox News. Everyone knows the negative effects smoking has on your health, but a new study shows that drinking soda has the same aging effects as smoking. Researchers at University of California, San Francisco investigated DNA from over 5,000 adults and looked at the ends of their chromosomes called telomeres. And drinking soda was associated with shorter telomeres, which is a shorter lifespan. In this study, a daily 20-ounce soda was associated with an additional 4.6 years of aging, the same figure seen in smokers. Melanie, we've been sharing the dangers of soda on this show for years now. Here's some scientific proof that it shortens your lifespan.
Well, it's an interesting story, Dr. Friedman. And, you know, they say sitting is the new smoking. Well, now we can say soda is the new smoking because it really is. But it also says in the study, which I find interesting, that diet sodas, which you and I both abhor, were not associated with this telomere length.
Right, but it is associated with other negative aspects, so we can't put them on a pedestal as well. What I thought interesting is it mentioned also in the study, 100% fruit juice was associated with longer telomeres, meaning it can increase your lifespan, so that's interesting. So, you know, why not get some natural fruit juice, put some salsa water in there, there's your soda, there's your natural fruit juice. Hey, you get longer telomeres, longer life. You know, that might be an option.
Well, it ages
there.
Your cells, which is such an interesting reason for it to, you know, give you bad effects. But soda, we've just always known, has just so much sugar in it. And there are so many other wonderful beverages out there that it's a waste of calories and now also telomeres.
Exactly. You know, there's soda lovers out there. They love that fizz. So healthy alternatives is make your own soda. Get some salsa water and, you know, squeeze some lemon in there. Guess what? There's your Sprite alternative. If you want to make your own healthy Coke substitute, use salsa water, coconut palm sugar, a little bit of prune juice. Coconut palm sugar is actually caramel color, so it gives you that look of a Coke. So your eyes even are fooled to thinking it's a Coke, and it's natural. Another option, mix seltzer water with maple water. Maple water is very nourishing, and I predict, Melanie, in the next year, maple water is going to create more of a buzz than coconut water is today.
I've never even heard of maple water, so I imagine I would like it because I like that flavor, but I'm not big on the flavor of coconut water.
See, me neither. As we mentioned before, I'm not, but it's so nourishing. Maple water is great. So that's awesome.
Oh, well, I'll have to try that. And making your own soda is a really great idea if you're somebody who kind of has to do that. And Dr. Friedman, we have an email that came in from Sandy Powell in New Jersey. And she says, Dr. Friedman, no matter what I do, brush my teeth, chew gum, or use mouthwash, I can't get rid of my bad breath. Any advice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I recommend there's something called chlorophyll, and this is a pigment that gives plants their green color. Also helps with bad breath and benefits the health of the colon, which is often an underlying cause of bad breath. We brush, we floss, we think it's in our mouth. A lot of times it's in your colon, and you can find chlorophyll in liquid or chewable form in most health food stores. And a little trivia for you, Melanie, you know that popular gum Clorettes gets their name because they add a form of chlorophyll to the product. That's where they got the name Clorettes.
Wow. You know, and that, what a good question. So many people suffer from bad breath, and it's something that you just don't know what you can do about when it happens.
Yeah, and another thing is check. A lot of people think they have no pain, they have no teeth problems. If you have a root canal, a big percent of these root canals go bad, and you get an abscess. Problem is, your root is dead, and you don't know it. So you've got this tissue inflaming inside your mouth, and you don't know it because there's not pain. One of the symptoms is just sinus. Your nose is always draining because maybe it's in the upper teeth, and that's draining in the sinus. That's inflammation coming from an abscess leading to bad breath. So you're brushing, you're flossing, you're taking care of your teeth, but that abscess is still creating that awful smell. So get your teeth checked, especially if you've had a root canal. A lot of people say it's a root canal, it's a crown, ignore it. No, look to those roots because they could definitely be dying. My dentist calls it a dead organ inside your mouth, because when you do a root canal, you're getting rid of all the blood and the nerves. So you've got a dead organ that's sitting there, and obviously that can smell.
Well, what about vinegar? Do you think that helps at all to regulate the pH in your stomach, and maybe if some of it's coming from there?
Yes, I do apple cider vinegar every day. I think it's excellent for creating a good pH, good balance.
And you have wonderful breath, by the way.
Yes, you can tell from there. Isn't that great?
I can. We have Smello Radio here, and so you can tell. Dr. Friedman always has very fresh breath.
It always works. Yeah, I do that daily. So yeah, to answer your question, that also helps. And it's funny because, you know, we talk about cleaning natural green things to use as vinegar, cleaning your house rather than the Windex and all that other stuff as well. So, you know, it really is a good substitute. So that's a great question there about bad breath. So really, you know, gums, mouthwash, go internal. Gets that chlorophyll is just an internal deodorizer. It really helps, and you'll actually be breathing something a little bit more refreshing though. So that's fantastic.
That's great advice, Dr. Friedman. Yeah. Really great advice.
Great stuff. So that concludes another segment of Chew On This. And, of course, if you see any story that you'd like us to chew on, you can email us at chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio.com. You can follow Kim on Twitter, Wish Her Well, @SkinnyBitch, and me at Dr. David Friedman. More to come. Stay well and stay tuned right here on To Your Good Health Radio. Woo, 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 woo.